purpose. And I have been a whistleblower for the past 20 years, yelling and screaming from the rooftops about what I experienced, as you remember, growing up under the boots of the Soviets behind the Iron Curtain. So people like me, we know what we are dealing with, and there are signs left and right. The writing is on the wall, Alex, and you have seen it. I have been preaching about this for a very long time, and here we are today. So what the Canadian government is doing? Well, they are following in the footsteps of the British government, Irish government, New Zealanders, and of course, Australia government. All those governments have decided to destroy Christianity, to destroy democracy, and to destroy a middle class. That's what we're observing right now. They're creating two categories of people, extremely powerful, the elites flying private jets and eating the most expensive steaks, and the poorest of the poor, their slaves, the wannabe pharaohs, are turning us into slaves, telling us you will own nothing and you'll be happy. And you got to remember, Alex, I grew up in an environment that we didn't own anything. And I'm telling you, and I hope that your listeners, your viewers are listening to me right now, we were not happy. So that's what is happening right now. I have been arrested so many times that my lawyers don't even remember. And for what? For doing my job as a pastor. I became the first Canadian to get a COVID ticket in 2020. At the beginning, I was arrested for publicly reading Bible. I was arrested for feeding the homeless. I was arrested for an illegal distribution of printed material, Bibles and gospel tracts. My church was raided by the police and the bylaw services. My Bibles and gospel tracts were confiscated. My signs were taken away. And this is happening right now since 2005, an open, ongoing prosecution and persecution of Christians, of vocal Christians. See, if you're sitting in your pew and you don't stir the pot and you don't rock the boat and you don't talk and even your neighbors do not know who you are, you will be fine. Believe me, Nazis and communists do not care about cowards. They do not care about those that are already subdued and enslaved. Be a good puppy, be a good slave, and the system will love you. But the moment you become vocal, the moment you start talking about what's really happening, what you're observing, well, you will become a target. I was arrested. I was not only imprisoned, I was kept in solitary confinement against the international laws. I was kept in metal cages for keeping the church's doors open. I was kept in psych ward against the law. I mean, without the evaluation of the doctors, Alex, without the even knowledge of Alberta Health Services, I was kept in psych ward with the crazy people because they were hoping someone will assassinate me there. Five inmates testified to my lawyers about the guards coming to them, offering them all kinds of trinkets, all kinds of benefits if they would kill me in prison. You know, Alex, they lit my house on fire. They lit our church on fire. They burned down our children's bus. They broke into our church, stole our equipment, speakers, cameras. They unscrewed tires in my pickup truck, and the tire just took off in the middle. I mean, I was physically attacked. Bear spray, you name it, Antifa in my house, in my backyard. So those things are tactics of the totalitarian regime sending a message to everybody else. You don't want to become Alex. You don't want to become Arthur Pulaski. You don't want to become Derek Reimer, a whistleblower that is exposing right now the pedophilia and the grooming of the children in the city of Calgary in Alberta, Canada. For that, he has been imprisoned today. Right after the show, Alex, I'm going outside the probation office because he might be arrested. And you will not believe what are the charges. He refused to apologize. So the judges, just like in my case, Adam Germain, the crooked judge of Alberta, ordered me a compelled speech. He said, you must tell the people that you talk to in programs or sermons about the COVID-19, the government-approved script. If you will refuse, you will go to prison for contempt of court. And of course, as you know, I grabbed the mic and I said, Judge, I hope you're listening to me. I'll never, ever obey your order because I'm a pastor. I preach the truth. You want me to lie? I refuse to lie to the people. So that was overturned in the court of appeal. But then I got arrested again for a sermon. I have become the first Canadian ever to be charged with terrorism for delivering a sermon to a peaceful Canadians during the truck convoy. And I was imprisoned and I was found guilty, and my appeal was denied. We're dealing, Alex, right now with a crooked judges, a weaponized justice system that doesn't care about the law. And right now, the bill C-9 is coming, where they want to weaponize another bill against the pastor. So I encourage you to public park. I'm reading Just to Ourselves, and boom, I get arrested, and I face a year of imprisonment just for reading the Bible. So they have been working on this anti-Christian sentiment for a very, very long time. Right now, they have the right government. They've got the globalist. You're right. He's not a Canadian. He's a globalist. He's proud globalist. Trying to destroy Canada just like he destroyed UK. So he's just continuing. And by the way, he is from New York right now. His family is in New York, and somehow he was selected to become the prime minister, and he's finishing the job after the son of the Castro, as we call him, Trudeau. So going back to the story, I was documenting everything that was happening to me. I mean, stripped naked, metal cages, torture. I was transported to prison upside down like a piece of meat. I was told they're going to charge me with insane charges. They're going to manufacture stuff. And the only thing they wanted when I was imprisoned in metal cages, solitary confinement, stripped naked, concrete cells, no water, no washroom, everyday treatment, they wanted me to say that I'm sorry for giving a sermon to the truckers. And when I refused, they said, you're not coming out. You will be assassinated in prison. So I documented everything because I didn't know what is going to happen to me.
Again, and my first lawyer, interaction with the Border Patrol, with your customs, was, we're going to take you and have you raped in Toronto. It didn't scare me. I was like, you're the criminal, dude. He's a grown man telling a grown man, we're going to rape you in the ass.
Yeah, well, I was told by multiple times by police officers that they're going to do me if I will not stop. So I documented everything. Well, the whole story, the judges, I'm naming them, the politicians involved in this, what happened in prison day by day, my sermons.
So even worse for you, they're threatening to have you killed and trying to solicit it.
Yes. And they actually called me for. So here's what happened. When I was released finally from prison, and I faced 12 and a half years for my sermon to the truckers, I received 10 visitations from the government here in Alberta. I was offered a guaranteed seat at the legislature if I shut up. I was offered $250,000, a job, government job, if I shut up. I was offered $2 million cash if I shut up.
Well, so after the death threats didn't work, they tried the carrot.
Yes. Yes. And finally, when they realized, and I told them from the very beginning, Alex, people like me, they don't understand people like me. I'm a pastor. I'm a child of the living God. I'm not for sale. I will never become Judas Iscariot. I mean, my life with God is more important than my life in my flesh. I know where I'm going, and I'm not for sale.
You're committed.
They don't understand people like us. And so after 10 different attempts, within about 8 months, coming to my house, I was on house arrest for a year and a half. I was not allowed to even sometimes go out on the sidewalk. Well, finally, they realized, okay,
Art Pulaski is not going to come. I've been trying to get you on for a year and a half, and you would why couldn't we get you on? You weren't allowed to come on, or what?
No, I was reaching to you, actually, believe it or not, and it was silent. So I thought you didn't want it, me. So I'm available.
I apologize. We'll get you back on. So keep going. And by the way, you're a pastor. Yeah, listeners, I wasn't trying to be gross here. I was just testimony what they told me. They actually said that to me. I promise.
Yeah, so what happened, I started to receive for about 3 months phone calls from, they call themselves political fixers, and they said, listen, if you don't shut up, if you don't withdraw yourself from the public life for 2 years until the federal election, you going to prison for 12 and a half years, we have the judge bought and paid for, Gordon Krinke, and he's going to send you to prison, and you will be assassinated in prison. So back away. Back off or else. So I said my goodbyes. I wrote the book about the whole thing, Lions Do Not Bow. It's on Amazon.ca for Canada, Amazon.com, which was confiscated by the Canadian government already 3 times. And my lawyers smuggled it, and we sent it to the American publishers, and they printed it. So it's a crazy, insane story. If you're interested in what happened in prison with inmates and, you know, them banging on the doors, Free Pastor Art, and the church and the truckers coming to prison every single day, I was on the inside.
So that's the good news. They tried to get him to kill you and said you became a hero.
Yeah. So everywhere I was transported in metal cages. Everywhere I would go, the inmates would recognize me from the news and they would bang on the doors, free Pastor Art, free Pastor Art, free Pastor Art. Actually, they said to the guards, if anything happens to this man, watch your back because we will not put up with this. So I had an unbelievable protection in prison, not from the guards, not from the law enforcers, you know, the justice system, but from the prisoners. And I spent time, Alex, with very bad people, okay? Human traffickers, drug traffickers, I mean, even a gun for hire and bank robber. So they were criminals. And yet they recognized what is happening to this man is a total injustice. And they protected me. Everywhere I went, I was protected by the inmates. So eventually I was released and they were true to their words. I faced 12 and a half years of imprisonment for my sermon. I became the first Canadian to be charged with terrorism under the Defense Act for giving a sermon to a peaceful assembly of truckers and farmers. And when I said to them, no guns, no swords, this is our solidarity style movement. We can paralyze their system when we come together in a general strike. That's what scared them the most. I was arrested. Out of the truckers and the farmers, believe it or not, Alex, I was the first one to be arrested the week before they arrested the truckers. And I went off to prison, of course, with an unbelievable, crazy treatment. Eventually, the story was so big that the judge realized, or the politicians realized, they're turning me into a martyr, and they released me into, you know, time served and some other crazy things. We appealed the decision, and then the Supreme Court denied our appeal. So we can't even appeal it anymore. We can't fight. The justice system of Canada collapsed completely. And, you know, I can talk for hours, the ostrich assassination. I'm sure you've heard about that. The Chinese soldiers being trained on Canadian soil. I mean, we have Chinese, about 500,000 Chinese soldiers on Canadian soil in British Columbia, in Alberta, being trained against United States of America. That's what I believe is happening. And of course, fentanyl coming from Vancouver ports, which 90% of the shipments are not even being screened, flooding the American people. So you have to pay attention. I know Americans were focused on the southern border so much, you kind of missed the boat because your biggest enemy is not coming from the south. Your biggest enemy, the terrorists, are going freely from the northern border.
Absolutely. So let's talk big picture. You're the canary in the coal mine, but what about Carney now, who's, we played the clip many times, says, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a European, family's in New York. He's actually a boss, but Trudeau is just a puppet. You have an actual globalist.